Welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. The Bay had a harvest of over 2 million for the third day in a row. Nooshigak had the biggest haul yesterday, and Igigik's streak of big catches continues with another haul of over 800,000 fish. Ugashik's total run is still 3 million below its season forecast, with just a couple of weeks left in the season, and escapements on the Kwijak and Alagnak rivers are far below their goal curves, but the runs are starting to pick up. It's Monday, July 8th. I'm your host, Alex Hager. Igigik has had a string of big days. We talked to management biologist Aaron Potter about the recent surge.
Certainly excited to see a good return to Igigik and give people some opportunity to hopefully a good season.
Meanwhile, the going is still slow in Ugashik, and in a tribute to the hot stretch of weather we've had across the bay, we hear a fiery story from the Naknek boatyard.
It was his first day as a captain. He had never even slept on his boat. Heavily underinsured. It was emotional.
Those stories and more after this.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Let's get things started today with the numbers. On the west side, Nooshigak had the biggest catch in the bay yesterday, hauling in 831,000 fish for a total of 10.1 million. Escapement across the district was 71,100 for a cumulative 1.7 million. The total run is just under 12 million. King escapement in the Nooshigak has picked up a bit, with just under 1,000 fish passing the sonar yesterday. Sockeye escapement has dropped slightly, with just 9,500 fish escaping upriver. That's down by about 10,000 from late last week. And chum are at 15,100 for a total of 314,300. In the Wood River, escapement as of 6 a.m. this morning was 15,700. Their total there is now 1.25 million. Escapement in the Agushik was 666 for a total of 42,600. Togiak didn't fish yesterday, so the cumulative harvest is going to stay at 149,000. Escapement was 1,400 this morning for a total of 7,900. I talked to Westside Management biologist Tim Sands this morning about where things stand at this point in the summer. He said we've most likely reached the peak for the Nooshigak run this season. Based on his analysis of numbers at Port Moeller and how far we are into the season, he thinks we've already seen 2019's largest single-day harvest, and numbers will gradually decrease across this upcoming back half of the season. Taking a look at numbers over on the east side now, the Naknek Kwijak had its biggest day yet, bringing in 823,000 for a total of 4.4 million. Escapement across the district was 157,300 for a total of 1.1 million. 140,000 fish passed the Naknek River Tower for a total escapement of 1 million. Kwijak escapement was 11,100 for a total of 71,500. And the Alagnak River was at 6,200 for a cumulative there of 30,700. Igigik brought in a big catch as well at 811,000 for a total of 6.6 million. The total run there is now 7.6 million. The University of Washington's in-season forecast shows Igigik's run trending early. In fact, it's actually exceeded the early run prediction for the past 3 days. Ugashik didn't fish for the second day in a row, so the cumulative 700. Escapement yesterday was 6,000 for a total of 39,600. The total run is now 220,900, but that is far short of the total forecasted run of 3.3 million fish. Across the bay now, the total harvest is 21.59 million, with daily leaps toward meeting its preseason forecast of 26.1 million. The total run is now at 25.5 million, more than halfway to the forecasted 40.2 million. Taking a look at vessel registration now, things are still picking up in the Naknek Kwijak and the Ugashik, while still slowing down in the Nooshigak. The Naknek Kwijak will see more than 50 new permits over the course of the next couple days. The district had 415 this morning, but that number will go up to 468 by Wednesday morning. The number of vessels there goes from 346 to 386, with 69 D-boats increasing to 82. The Ugashik is also seeing some bumps in numbers. 55 permits there will increase to 66 for Wednesday morning. The number of vessels goes from 43 to 50, and the number of D-boats goes from 12 to 16. The Nooshigak is still gradually losing permits, with 730 at 9 a.m. today, becoming 725 in 2 days. The number of vessels will drop from 557 to 554, and the district will lose a pair of D-boats, going from 173 to 171. There will be some very slight increases in Igigik. The district's permit total is going up from 450 to 452 across the next 48 hours. The number of vessels is going from 347 to 349, and the number of D-boats stays flat at 103. Finally, no changes in the Togiak. Things will stay even across the next 2 days, with 39 permits, 39 vessels, and no D-boats in the district. Escapement at the Chignik Weir was 12,200. The total is now 258,900. The North Peninsula's Area M has a total sockeye harvest of 798,100. The South Peninsula is at 695,300 for sockeye, and their pink harvest has cracked 9 million. Last night's catch update from Port Moeller is in. After a small boost set with Saturday's catch index of 18, that number dropped way down to 5 for stations 2 through 10. Station 18, however, came in with a pretty large index. Station 2 was not fished. Station 4 caught 0 fish in either mesh. Station 6 caught 0 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 and an eighth inch mesh. The daily index there was 5. Station 8 got none in the 4.5 and 1 in the 5 and an eighth inch mesh. The daily index there was 2. Station 10 caught 4 in the 4.5 and 4 in the 5 and an eighth, making that daily index 18. Station 12 caught 8 in the 4.5 and another 8 in the 5 and an eighth inch mesh for a daily index of 34. Station 14 caught 8 in the 4.5 and 5 in the 5 and an eighth for a daily index of 26. Station 16 caught 8 in the 4.5 and 6 in the 5 and an eighth for a daily index of 32. Station 18 caught 32 in the 4.5 and 33 in the 5 and an eighth inch mesh, putting the daily index at 130. And finally, Station 20 got 6 in the 4.5 and 1 in the 5 and an eighth for a daily index of 13. We've also got the latest stock composition numbers from over at Port Moeller. Those are coming in from July 4th through 6th. 29% of fish were headed to Igigik, 21% bound for the Kwijak, 21% for the Wood, 13% for the Naknek, almost 10% for the Nooshigak, 2.5% for Togiak, 2% were going to the Kuskokwim, and just 1% were going to the North Peninsula. Less than 1% were headed for the Ugashik, Alagnak, and Igushik rivers. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in just a moment.
Programming support for KDLG comes from listeners like you and from Nomar, serving Bristol Bay for 40 years with the gear fishermen need. Online at nomaralaska.com.
We're back on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on this Monday evening. In Igigik yesterday, the daily catch was over 800,000 for sockeye for the third day in a row. And even with weeks left in the season, Igigik is less than a million fish away from hitting its preseason run forecast of 8.7 million fish. Last year, Igigik's total run of 6.5 million fell almost 30% below the 2018 forecast of 9.1. On all accounts, Igigik is doing better than last year. But just south, Ugashik's total run so far of just over 200,000 fish is falling behind the projected 3 million for the season. Although Ugashik surpassed its forecast last year by 40%, it's not looking like another forecast-busting year for Ugashik. KDLG's Sage Smiley talked to interim management biologist Aaron Potter and introduces listeners to Igigik and Ugashik's new management biologist, Aaron Tiernan. Today was his first day on the job.
Igigik's total forecasted run is 7.04 million, and there's still a good chunk of the season left, and the harvest is already at 6.6 million. Why is that?
Good question. Nothing, you know, it's hard to pinpoint any one specific thing that might lead to any particular river system coming in over forecast. However, you know, forecasts are kind of our best guesstimate to what might return for the season, and you know, once in-season management starts, we kind of roll with the punches and see how things go. So, yeah, I mean, certainly excited to see a good return to Igigik and get people some opportunity to hopefully a good season.
Are there any management changes on the horizon because of Igigik's past few really big catch days, multiple days in the 800,000s?
No real change in approach. You know, we're our mandate's to provide harvest opportunity on surplus escapement. And so that's what we're managing for our escapement goal range, which is 800,000 to 2 million fish. And we've recently exceeded the lower end of our escapement goal range. So we have there's a lot of harvestable surplus available. We're going to continue to get the fleet out multiple tides a day if we can, try to keep the allocations as close as possible. And yeah, I hope we continue to see 800,000 plus catches. That'll be great for everyone.
Ugashik, on the other hand, is looking a bit behind. Do you think that's just because it's a late run this year, or is this actually cause for concern?
Well, you know, Ugashik typically does have a later run timing, so we're not super concerned. We're cognizant of it. We're, you know, being precautionary in our approach there. We've spaced out the harvest opportunities that we have had. We have been seeing, getting reports of really good signs of fish showing up into the district, and that's certainly encouraging. We've got the fleet in the water here on today, Monday, July 8th, and hopefully it'll take a little chunk of what's there. We'll get that information and be able to move forward with our management approach.
Now, new management biologist Aaron Tiernan, how are you feeling about this job?
I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here. It's definitely been a goal of mine for the last few years, just to hopefully break into the management in Bristol Bay, and I was able to here recently. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting my feet wet and getting moving and, you know, moving right along.
What kinds of things are at the top of your list for thinking about in the next few days?
Just learning the job, learning the area, talking with fishermen, getting an idea where they're at, you know, getting to know some of the processors and the players that are around the area, you know, and try to establish good relationships right off the bat and, you know, keep that going into the future.
Anything else either of you Aarons want to say about Igigik or Ugashik or management at this point?
Pretty excited for the future, certainly. It's been a bit of a transition. There's definitely been a lot of questions about what's going on this year as far as management goes. I've personally gotten some excellent, very positive responses from folks. It's very apparent that Paul had a very excellent working relationship with industry and the fleet, and you know, the outpouring of well wishes that he received on his way out to his new next endeavors was just overwhelming. Certainly, Bristol Bay is just a phenomenal fishery in general, and we're really all here for the same thing. We're all here for the sustainability of the fisheries, for the future of the fisheries, and to harvest the surplus when available. And there's so much that goes on with this fishery that keeping that open lines of communication and that positive feedback and positive interactions and keeping everything moving forward in the same direction is super important. So we're going to definitely focus on that moving forward and continue to have a good relationship here with folks in the Bay.
Thank you.
All kinds of excitement comes along with the commercial fishing season, including some truly spectacular mishaps. KDLG's Sage Smiley hit the Naknek boatyards a couple weeks ago, looking for some of those wild stories from the water. In honor of this week's heat wave, here's one flaming hot story she found.
We burnt a boat to the ground once. You want to get the whole story, you got to talk to Joe about that one.
What?
It was his first day as a captain. He had never even slept on his boat. Heavily underinsured. It was emotional.
Everything on there, all the clothes and stuff. I mean, the crew were sitting up there. I was literally sitting up there in my boxers, watching my boat float away birdied. I was like,
there was no way.
There's my 17-year-old kid. I was like, there goes my life.
It was a bonfire. My older brother, so it was, they were tied up to the docks. My older brother actually jumped on the boat while it was aflame. Goes, cut
so
the lines!
It was his old boat, too.
Goes, cut just the lines. He starts the boat with flames licking up the sides of the cabin. There was a top house. He's in there, and he turns the boat on. They cut the lines, and he drives the flaming boat off of the dock.
From the stern, the stern station, seriously.
So that the whole dock doesn't get lit on fire. And superhero dives into the water out of the flames. It was one of the most magnificent moments I have in my life. Never seen.
He's
and the whole time I'm looking at Joe, and Joe's got his hands in his hair, and he's going, oh, oh. That's the only thing he could say for like the next 2 hours. it was pretty wild. We got the haul back because, you know, fire can't catch the haul on. It's in the water, it's submerged. But everything else, it was just a shell of a boat. Like how Joseph felt, just the shell of a human being.
That is all for today's show. In the Bristol Bay Marine weather forecast, tonight there's a west-southwest wind of around 10 knots with areas of fog and seas around 2 feet. Tomorrow, west-southwest wind 5 to 10 knots, areas of fog before 10 a.m. and seas around 1 foot. And tomorrow night, variable winds 5 knots or less, partly cloudy with seas around 1 foot. We'll close things out tonight with messages to the fleet. This one goes out to Marco on the Winter Blues from Amy. Hi, Marco. I love and miss you and hope you and your crew are safe and have full nets with each set. Did you get my package? It arrived in Igigik on the 3rd, so I hope a tender brought it out to you. The kids, dogs, and I can't wait for you to get home, and we love you. Another one now. Peggy and I wish Reuben McCrum, fishing in Igigik, a very happy birthday. Thank you again for your hospitality. That's from John and Peggy. To the crew of the Eagle in Igigik, we let the porcupines out of their basket. They seem much happier climbing in the trees. From Dad. Next up, so glad the fishing vessel Ava Jane is running the Knack this year at full throttle. We're rooting for you all. Matt, thanks for the great cooking. Logan, thanks for the use of your phone. Soren, get savvy with that pick and keep smiling. And Steve, keep moving and have fun. Love from Bloomsburg, New Hampshire and Maine. And finally, a message to Caleb on the Sassalina. This message is just the word bad in a font that looks like it's from an 1800s wanted poster. That one is from Sage. We also got to mention right now, KDLG is in its pledge drive all week this week, and the work that we do here, the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, and everything else that goes on the air is only possible thanks to the generous support of folks like you all across Bristol Bay and folks in the fishing fleet. So if you have a moment this week, call us during the daytime. Tomorrow would work great. You can call 842-5281 or 842-1670, or just hit up the KDLG website, kdlg.org, and hit that yellow donate button. We can only do what we do because of your generous support. So thank you for that. If you have suggestions or corrections for the Fish Report, we want to hear from you. Please let us know by sending an email to fish@kdlg.org or calling us at 842-5281. If you've got a message to the fleet, send it to the same place, fish@kdlg.org, or give us a ring at 842-5281. For our fishing song today, we'll send things off with maybe the song of the summer, Truth Hurts by Lizzo for the crew of the Jazz. I'm Alex Hager. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow. Like, aye, aye, aye.